The surreptitious universe of international espionage is a cloak-and-dagger world full of aliases, mysterious organizations, and top-secret military operations. Unseen by the public, unknown to the masses, but these covert operations shape the politics of the world around us, sometimes affecting our very lives. From Audioboom comes Covert, a new podcast that delves into the murky world of spies, soldiers, and top-secret military operations. I'm Jamie Rennell, and together we'll discover the real stories of history's greatest classified missions, to learn about the brave soldiers, government agents, and law enforcement personnel who risked their lives to terminate the world's most wanted, eliminate terrorist threats, and protect the lives of countless innocent people.
It was the best information they were going to have, that they were going to get. This was bin Laden, and this was the opportunity to strike, the opportunity they'd been looking for years, and the risks were worth it.
The training for releasing hostages is quite intense, as you can imagine, because there's not a lot of room for error. You know, you don't get second chances when you're dealing with people's lives. You know, you have to make sure that if you're going to make mistakes, you make them in the exercises and you make them in training, because on the day of the race, if it goes wrong, you end up killing your own or killing hostages.
This series takes you to the front line of history's greatest special forces missions, told by the operatives, soldiers, and journalists who experienced it firsthand. Tune in every week to hear the real stories of these secret operations. What really happened when an American helicopter went down in Somalia?
Black Hawk down! We've got a Black Hawk down!
And when these Black Hawks went down, the mission expanded, because now we had to have our ground forces go and recover the pilots, protect the pilots and the crew, and get them out of there.
Why was it called Operation Certain Death?
I talked to the Prime Minister about it and said, I think we're going to have to do something about this. We can't just let it roll on because things could get worse. And I remember him saying, well, is this very dangerous? I said, yes, very dangerous. Are people likely to be killed? I said, almost certainly. How many? I said, I can't answer that question.
And how did the CIA find Osama bin Laden?
I don't think the CIA or the military had any idea that how difficult it would be to apprehend this guy.
Between May of 98 and May of 99, we had 10 opportunities. 2 opportunities to capture him and 8 different opportunities to kill him.
Follow Covert on Spotify or subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.